What's this all about?
A new law that will go into effect on January 1st could bring online impersonators heavy fines or even jail time, and they can be sued. There has not been an impersonation law in existence since 1872, and at that time it was referring to any written instrument or one that causes someone to become liable to prosecution or for payment of a debt. That law does not, however, provide for or address the potential for social networking or email, which is now our new wild frontier that can bring all sorts of strange bloggers and e-personators to the forefront.
So what's the definition of an e-personator?
Well, an e-personator is someone who can hide behind a false name and can use Facebook or Twitter, email, or web forums to harass or embarrass others, or in some cases have even endangered another person's life. An impersonator is someone, of course, who assumes the character or appearance of someone else or imitates the appearance, voice, or manner of someone else.
And what's the trouble that this has been causing?
Well, of course, you have all sorts of potential problems. There are people who get onto a blog and actually believe they're talking to, for example, a celebrity. And unfortunately, some people have sent obscene emails or posted invitations on adult sites while pretending to be someone else. Now this new law, which is SB 1411, that was just signed by our governor in late September, provides that anyone who assumes the identity of another person to intentionally harm, intimidate, threaten, or defraud may be charged with a misdemeanor, could face a fine up to $1,000, spend up to a year in jail, and can be sued for compensation in civil court.
This is going to be, I would think, pretty hard to enforce due to the fact that so many people are online and the fact that they're hiding.
And the problem is you also have to be conscientious about protecting the free speech rights of those who impersonate for parody or political speech. So only people who impersonate an actual person without consent would be considered to be in violation of the law. But there are steps that you can take. If you think there's somebody impersonating you, let your network know about the person, alert the site that an imposter is using your name, send out emails to everyone saying, this isn't me. And also, you can even send a message to the imposter, but you have to be careful because you have to get into their state of mind and look to what their intent is. And of course, you want to protect your own rights.
I imagine this is one of those things that's going to come up, not only because you have, identity theft and things like that, but I think the ever-burgeoning world of the e-dating sites.
Absolutely. I know of several e-dating sites where people have lied about simple things such as their age or perhaps some of their qualifications. But the dark side of that is that predators also can get on those sites. And we also hear stories all the time about people who are predatory with children, pedophiles who are on websites and posing as other children and trying to garner personal information or even set up meetings. This is a very dangerous frontier, and we're going to see new areas of the law carved out to address these issues as they continue to surface.